Welcome to the Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy's Wellness Minute. I'm the Fat Guy, Lee Cantor. Today, Dr. Adam Schaffer and I give you the skinny on wellness, health, diet, exercise, and weight loss. Isn't that right, Doctor?
That's right, Lee. And today, we're going to be talking about the healthiest sleep style that you can possibly have or not have.
Upside down.
That's not one on my list here.
Really?
We should talk about that. Like sleeping like a vampire?
Like a bat.
Yeah, like a bat upside down. That's actually probably would be good.
The blood in your brain where it belongs, not your feet.
Let's talk about first, what's your style? How do you sleep?
I sleep on my stomach.
You're kidding me.
No.
You sleep on your stomach? Yeah, that's probably the worst way you can sleep. There's nothing worse than sleeping on your stomach, especially for acid reflux. And also back pain and neck pain. You're asking, you're inviting your neck. You're saying, here, neck, let's stay turned to one side for 8 hours and let's see how that feels and see if we can fire up some pain receptors.
You have neck problems and you don't do this. You know, maybe you should try it.
Well, you have neck problems.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do.
No, I don't.
Yeah, you do. Just don't know it yet.
Exactly.
Yeah, definitely do not sleep on your stomach. That is the worst position possible.
Okay, so now the only thing left is standing, sitting.
No. First of all, you don't want to sleep on your stomach because, again, you're sleeping in your stomach. It's going to be pressure on your lower back. You know, you've got your head turned to one side. That's not good.
That's not good.
Not good.
You're
putting those muscles
your
under
back.
Tension.
You prefer the back.
No, the back is actually good, but it's got its goods and it's positives and negatives as well. On your back, again, this is going to be good for preventing neck pain, back pain, also good for reducing acid reflux if you prop your pillow up a little bit, you know, in case you keep your head above your stomach, so you're not letting the acid build up from the esophagus. You know, so that's a good way to so your stomach is below your esophagus, so that your acid or food can't come back up. So you're using gravity to help you. That's a good way of doing it a little bit. Apparently, I don't know if this is something I've read, but I don't believe it. It says it also helps minimize wrinkles and maintains perky breasts.
Well, I could see if you sleep on your stomach, that could affect the perky breasts. I will agree with that.
It smushes them, right? It smushes them that way. And I guess if sleeping on your side, you're wrinkling your face into the pillow.
Well,
right?
Don't you have your head in an angle? That's bad for your neck?
No, you're not supposed to have your head in an angle. That's why you have to have the proper pillow fluff to maintain your head in a neutral position. So the best position to sleep on is on your side. However, that's important that you have to maintain your height of your head so that your shoulders don't necessarily put your head on an angle. So you may need a couple, depending on how big your shoulders are. Dr. Fitness has huge shoulders. So I need, you know, the normal person, Lee, what, one
probably
pillow?
One. You probably need four or five.
Exactly. I need a lot of pillows to maintain that shoulder position.
What about if you're in a chair?
Yeah, not good.
Chairs bad?
Not good.
Because
chairs
of the neck.
Chairs are bad. And,
standing is bad.
Yeah.
Driving.
And
driving
also,
is bad.
You want to, and also for in the fetal position, you're all curled up like that. That's going to also, could also cause a little bit of pain. Also, it restricts diaphragmatic breathing as well when you're all curled up like that. You know, some good and bad. People with spinal stenosis actually have to sleep a little bit curled up because that helps relieve some of the pressure and tension off their low back. So, you know, you got to look at them. But for what we're talking about here, on your back or on your side, never
on your stomach.
On your stomach.
Remember, Dr. Fitness and the Fat Guy shorts for what's true and what's too good to be true in health and wellness. Check us out online at drfitnessandthefatguy.com for inspiration, education, and motivation. Until next time, keep well.